Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Davava Medbeis, Chagiga 6b, pagination is 12, counting down from the top about 15 lines, the beginning of a line, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta that there are three karbanos that we're keeping track of. One is the Olas Re'iyah, the Karban Ola that was brought by each individual upon coming to the Beis HaMikdash that was totally consumed on the Mizbeach. Then there was the Karban Chagiga, referred to as Shalmei Chagiga. And then there was the Shalmei Simcha, which were brought if they needed additional meat to fulfill V'samachta B'chagecha, to rejoice in the holiday. So the Gemara says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu yisoa ba'alosam l'regel. There are three mitzvahs, and each one results in its own karban, when the Jewish people came on Aliyah l'regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And they are, what are these three mitzvahs? Re'iyah v'chagiga v'simcha. And we dissect these three as follows. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shteihim. There's something unique about the Olas Re'iyah that the others don't have. V'yesh b'chagiga she'ein b'shteihim. And there's something unique about the chagiga that the other two don't have. Yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shteihim. And there's something unique about the simcha that the other two don't have. As follows. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'ein b'shteihem. There's something unique about the Olas Re'iyah, she'ri'iyah ola kula ligavoa, that the entire carbon goes on the Mizbeach. That's pretty distinctive, ma she'ein kein b'shteihem, whereas the other two leave some of the food off for the owners. Yesh b'chagiga ma she'ein b'shteihem. There's something unique about the carbon chagiga, she'chagiga yesh lefnei adibur, because there was a chagiga that was brought before the Aseres HaDibros at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi and Amar Aleph tells us in Muktam U'Mu'uchar BaTorah that this pasuk is out of order, that it happened before Matan Torah, even though it's being related in the sequence of the Parshios after Parshas Yisro, which is where the Aseres HaDibros take place. But that Chagiga was brought before the Aseres HaDibros, before Torah was given, and that's pretty unique. This carbon is a carbon that existed for the Jewish people before Torah was given. Masha'ein b'shteihem, whereas the other two types of karbanos of Yom Tov came after the Aseres HaDibros. Yesh b'simcha masha'ein b'shteihem. Simcha, rejoicing on the holiday, is unique in that she'asimcha noeges ba'anashim uvinashim, that men and women are equally obligated in the mitzvah of simcha, rejoicing on the holiday, masha'ein b'shteihem, which doesn't exist by the other two. So each one has its own uniqueness. Again, re'iyah, totally on the mizbeach, chagiga existed before the Aseres HaDibros, and simcha, both men and women, are included. Let's drop down to the bottom line of the page, where we are told a famous statement that has been incorporated in the Siddur every day. We recite it after Birchas HaTorah. The statement goes as follows. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, as follows. Elu devarim she'ein lohem shiur. These are things, these are items, these are mitzvahs that do not have an amount associated with them. You just have to make sure to do them. Hapeya. Peya is leaving a portion of the field uncut so that the poor can come and harvest it for themselves. So there's no amount given. Rashi tells us that there is an amount midrabanan, one of 60, but midoraisa from the Torah, there's no amount. Vehabi kurim, the mitzvah to bring the first fruit to Yerushalayim, vehara ayon, and the mitzvah to bring an olas re'iyah, which is our primary topic now, when you come on the Yom Tov to Yerushalayim, ugemilas chasadim, there's no amount involved in gemilas chasadim in helping people, v'talmud Torah and Torah. any amount, small, big, it's all valuable. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan explained, Kasvurim anu lomar, we thought the way to understand this Mishnah is to say, Hara'ayon ein lo shiur lamayla, that Ra'ayon, this Olas Re'ia, doesn't have an amount going up. Ava yesh lo shiur lamata, but certainly it has a minimum amount. In other words, we had a problem understanding this Mishnah. We didn't understand what we should do over here. If you're telling me that Ra'ayon does not have a shiur, and we know from our Mishnah there was a machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but both of them hold there is some sort of shear, whether it was two silver coins or one silver coin, but there certainly was an amount, and the only way we could reconcile it, assuming that those amounts were from the Torah, was to say, well, when the Mishnah says it doesn't have an amount, it means no cap to its amount. But certainly there's an amount starting off what its minimum price has to be. Achabo Rabbi Oshia Beribi Velimed, until Rabbi Oshia the Great One taught, Hara'ayon ein lo shir lo lamayla velo lamata, both going up and going down, mida oraisa, there is no amount, even for Ra'ayon. Avachachamim omrim, and everything that we saw in our Mishnah, that there's a specific amount, Hari'iya ma'a kesef, achagiga shtei kesef, all of that is based on the Chachamim giving a respectable number to how much it had to cost. Going back to the Mishnah again, we thought that we were dealing with numbers that were de'oraisa, by Ra'ayon. And Tosfos comments that they would have understood the word Bikurim in the same way, that there is an amount Mida Oraisa, according to Ashita in the Yerushalmi, and they were understanding that the minimum amount is an amount Mida Oraisa, and when the Mishnah says Ein Lo Shir, it's talking about no maximum amount. But Rav Oshia explained it, that mida oraisa, there's no amount, not too much, not too little. There's totally no de oraisa amount, and all the amounts that we learnt were strictly amounts that were designated by the Rabbanon as minimum amounts for the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Thank you very much for joining. Have a wonderful day.